Would you give your mum, dad, aunt or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising
people. Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the Magic Sponge podcast. I'm your host, Rob Beckett, with my co-hosts who aren't here. I'm joined by our guest, Adam Virgo.
How are you?
Good, you all right, mate?
Yeah, I'm all right, yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
Ex-professional footballer, Brighton, yeah, Celtic, all that malarkey. Yeah. We'll get into that, but before that, I need to explain that we normally have Ian Smith, yeah, comedian, Jimmy Bullard, retired footballer, yeah, and now entrepreneur. I think that's what he's doing. But Ian's in Newcastle, and he's going to ring up later, yeah, and Jimmy's just not turned up.
Great.
So we've been informed that he'll turn up later, but at this point we don't know what's going on.
Fair enough.
How you been?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. Yeah, really good. Very well, thank you.
What have you been doing since you retired? You doing media work?
Yeah, just in the media now, sort of working at sort of BT Sport, doing a lot of things there, local radio. Just trying to really make it into the media world of sport, really. Yeah. It's good. I didn't fancy being a manager because you're only in the job for 6 days, aren't you? So I thought it might last a little bit longer.
Was you tempted to do managing stuff at all? Or just...
I did a little bit when I was down at Bristol Rovers and we had Paul Buckle in charge, and I thought if he can manage a team and earn all right, then I think I've got a chance. But I thought, and then you just see all the politics behind it and dealing with 25 footballers with all different emotions and.
Hard work, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So,
it's like being a team manager at McDonald's, isn't it? But like, worse.
Hi, yeah. Harry, I'm here.
What is saying this?
Right,
it's the Fonz.
The Fonz has turned up. Jimmy Ballard has walked in. Wearing. We've got a new sound man. Jimmy walked in with sunglasses that made him look like David Blunkett. And why are you wearing your pyjamas, Jim?
You're right, mate. You fucking star. What are you colours anyway?
I've got a t-shirt and jeans on.
Sorry, I'm late, everyone. Don't worry, I'm here. I saved it.
No, actually, you just walked in. We're talking about Jamie and having throwing shit everywhere.
Oh, what about when he called you the other night?
Oh, yeah.
He talked about fingering your bird, weren't
yeah.
he?
Yeah. Jimmy rung me after I got married on the
it's
Sunday.
It's outrageous, like, behaviour.
Jimmy.
That's what my mate said. Do you know Jamie?
No, I've heard about him. I know him now.
Jimmy rung me on the Sunday after your wedding because it was your birthday on the Saturday, so I couldn't go out for your birthday.
Randomness, by the way, isn't it? Good?
Oh, no. And he rung me on Sunday going, how's the wedding and all stuff? I went, yeah. So I guess who I'm here with? I went, oh, anyway, it's Jamie Ann. And she went, all right, Beckett, you big tooth prick.
That's
so ridiculous. Yeah. And I've reined that in for the podcast because he called me a That's what he called me. But I thought, I won't work that out 5 minutes in. Yeah. He rang me up. I went, you big tooth prick, how's it going? Oh, hello, Jamie. Nice to meet you. How's it going? He went, yeah, yeah. Fucking teeth on you. And is this going to carry on then? Is this just the conversation?
They're like, they're spiteful bastards, my mates.
And then he went,
that's how you get on him.
Then he went, I'm going to finger your bird. He went, I'm going to finger your wife. I'm not even used to calling him a wife yet. Someone's threatened her.
He's got a couple of digits here to sling up your missus.
I was like, lovely to meet you, Jamie.
I was like,
as long as he don't throw shit at her, I'll take that. Yeah. You've got to draw a line somewhere.
Ian's not here because he's up in...
Fuck for that. He's been calling me all week.
Has he?
I've had to say hello to about 12 of his mates. He's belled me up. He goes, Jim, say hello. He's got a massive Wigan fan, because he's Northerner, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
On his... as his tone.
Monotone.
Have you met... You don't know if he's happy or sad, this man, do you?
He's fat. No. Joel, I need some cake.
Come and talk to my mate. He's a big Wigan fan. You'll make his life. I'm like, hello, mate. And he's the same. His mate. Hello. Fuck are they? Where'd they get these people?
How was your birthday, though, Jimmy?
I can't remember a lot of it, Rob.
Was it a lot? Was it a long one?
It was fucking carnage.
Jamie Andham, was Flinny there as well?
Flinny. Do you know Mike Flynn? Have you heard Mike Flynn? Oh, he's a fucking wrong end, this fella. I couldn't believe he turned up. And guess what, right? Because sometimes when he comes out, he isn't on full blast. And he's a bit of a weirdo. Like, he's either full blast or he's down in the dumps. But he scored the winner. Of all days, he scored a winner. And he's come out of my birth. I'm here, Jimmy. Don't worry about it. He's got Jagerbomb straight away. Within 5 minutes, he's cut his head. Well, I did, because I threw a bit of ice and I had my drink. I have that. And the ice cube hit straight in there, split his head open. And then he's drenched. Within 5 minutes, he's had 4 Jaeger bombs and cut his head open. So that's how the night ended up, really. Like, worse than that.
Yeah, good.
So that was carnage.
Right, anything else you want to chat about before we move on?
No, hopefully it's not about Alan Pardew this week.
No, I had a row in Tesco before I came here, just thought I'd let you know.
Fuck off.
I did, with the bloke behind the counter. I've got a scooter. I came in on my scooter. It's quite warm. It's about 20 degrees today, isn't it, in London? Quite warm. Yeah, I had a jumper on and my motorbike jacket. A bit too hot. Went and bought 10 quid worth of petrol. Went in, I thought, I'll get a little... I was going to take my jumper off, put it in my little box on my bike, but it's all like petrol, like, it's all like greasy and dirty. So I thought, I'll get a pack carrier bag, put me jump in the carrier bag, and I can put it in the bottom, it won't get dirty. Bought the petrol. Went, Alan, mate, can I get a bag? What do you want it for? I'm the customer. I went, oh, it's for me. And I thought, what does it matter to you? I went, oh, it's for my jumper. I don't want it to get dirty in my motorbike. He went, threw a little bag. You know, tiny ones. You can't even get your hand in. I was tiny. And he went, put it in there. I went, oh, it's too small. Can I get a bigger bag? And he went, nah. It's only for shopping. I went, I've just spent 10 quid worth of petrol. Next time I'll put it in the fucking bag. And then he went, no, it was being an arsehole. I went, oh, why don't you shove it up your arse, you tight bastard? And I walked out. He went, come back, I'm going to report you. Who'd you report to? What's she going to report me for?
Police.
Yeah, but what, for calling someone a tight bastard?
Yeah, I know, it's a bit
that's
strange.
Not, you can't, we, that's
yeah,
not.
You get fucking weirdos like that, no gooders, isn't there?
No.
Just want to upset people and spiteful people.
Before we move on to the stories this week, new sound man, we've got...
I know, yeah, look at
Peregrine.
Him. He's enjoying it.
Loving it.
He thinks, what the fuck's going on here?
Poor old Peregrine. Peregrine, what a name as well. Yeah. But we...
That's a blaggy, ain't that?
No, his name...
Live all these second names.
Look, his name's Peregrine...
It is.
Andrews, isn't it?
Yeah.
Peregrine Andrews.
So your first name's Peregrine?
It really is.
Fuck off. It's meant to be Andrew Peregrine.
I know. That's what everyone thinks.
And it's
such a liar.
No, but
liar
he's
Jimmy,
not.
Is
I wish
it?
It
no, it's Peregrine as in the falcon.
Mm. I don't believe him.
Well, have a look at his...
Have you got anything on you to say? I bet he ain't.
It's in his bag, but he's trying to record the sound, isn't he?
Let's have a look then. I don't believe
But he's normally gets. He normally goes for Pez.
Where's
don't
Peregrine
like...
come from then?
It's
what
English.
Is it? Welsh.
It's an old
it's
English
not.
Name. There you go, look. Peregrine.
Mr. Peregrine J. Andrews.
That's good, isn't
what
it?
What a weird mum and dad you must have.
But they've got normal
they
names, haven't
like
they?
Weird.
No, but what's your mum's
name?
Your...
They are.
Bob and Shirley,
fucking
isn't it?
Peregrine. Sounds
Bruce.
Like a
Bruce
fucking...
and Shirley.
Bruce and
Shirley. Sounds like an animal.
It is an animal. It's a falcon. Animal.
Told you it sounded like an animal. I didn't even fucking know.
It's the fastest animal there is.
Really?
Falcon. Yeah.
Oh, let's see you run then.
It's an assassin.
But I say he normally goes for Pez, but I reckon Pell is a good
it's
short
an,
name.
What did you say? It's an assassin.
Peregrine Falcon is an assassin.
A falcon's an assassin.
It just takes out other birds.
And they imagine him on a Friday night. Yeah. He's shat up like peregrine, you know what that is. Love it, he just takes out other birds.
What, he cheats on his girlfriend?
They don't know what's hit them. Really.
They don't.
100 miles an hour.
You've had that 100 times.
I was going to say. But yeah, thanks for coming and recording the sound. Alex, ain't it? Where's Alex, Joel?
Alex has got been there. He ain't getting back in there.
No, Alex.
After peregrine.
So Joel's the producer. He's in charge of organising this mess. Story number one, Rio Ferdinand. Do you know Rio Ferdinand? Ever met him?
I played with him, yeah, West End.
Oh, yeah, you did you? What's he like, all right?
Yeah, he's all right. He's been a bit donut lately. What's he coming out with?
Well, he's been banned for 3 games for a sexist tweet, apparently. Someone gave him abuse on Twitter saying maybe QPR...
Self, innit, or something, what did he say?
It was sket. But basically, he got someone said to him, maybe QPR will sign a good centre-back. They need one. This was tweeted, I think, at Rio. And then Rio tweeted, get your mum in... She plays a field well, son. Hashtag sket.
Yeah. Well, I just think... Like, I could get away with that.
Yeah.
Because I'm not in his bracket, obviously. But what is he doing?
Yeah. It's not. Like, it's so pathetic, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, that's something that I would write, to be honest.
Yeah.
So whether it's pathetic or not, it's something that I would do. Like, I love a mum joke.
Yeah, exactly. But it's fine, but when you're still playing.
He's gone
still
serious
playing.
And took it on a silly level, and he doesn't need to do that, Rio.
Nah.
I'll do it for a response. Rio's just...
If he's still playing, I don't think it's necessary.
Does that make sense?
What do you think? No, I'd just say he probably gets more abuse than anybody. Like, we all do, and it's just the way... Sometimes it's hard to ignore, don't get me wrong, and you do want to tell someone to fuck off or just let them know what you think, really.
Yeah.
But... You know, he's just had his book come out. You know what I mean? He's kind of...
Hashtag two sides, isn't it?
Exactly.
Didn't need to do
true.
It. And he brings out, like, the little token bit on the end, the racism stuff. Like, I get treated like, oh, why are you going down that road? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Just leave
it's
it.
Got nothing to do with that. Just leave it. You know what I mean? Like, what? Understand it.
We've been having a lot of people tweeting when the next one of these has been recorded, haven't we, on Twitter.
Been what?
We've been people asking us when we're going to record another episode of this. And
I've been getting a lot of requests.
It's
going really. Yeah, I fucking feel like a proper celebrity now.
And someone tweeted us and went, when's the next one? And I replied, he went, when's the next recording? And I just said, oh, we're recording it today, Friday. Right. And then his response was, you're a prick.
What?
Just out of nowhere. We've had a nice question and answer session. Then straight in with, you're a prick. Wait, at what point am I a prick? All I've done is ask
his
question.
Tweet. He actually went and got a picture of it, didn't
he? Yeah,
he
did.
Like,
he's done,
I like this fella.
I'll try and show you. He done
that's
a little...
the people that we're going to attract, Rob. Though.
Yeah, but I'd understand if he don't like me, but he's obviously likes us.
He's reeled you in and then gone, you're a prick. He's reeled you in and gone, yeah, he's on me. What a prick you are.
There he is.
You're a prick. Big prick as well.
I know. But where's that come from? I think people on Twitter go a bit mental, don't they?
I love people like that.
Just a bit lively.
Read them in and then just prick them off right at the end.
You don't
come back. I bet you didn't come back.
No, what can I say to
that?
I'm like, he's got on clip art to make that.
The only thing you can go back with is a mum joke.
Yeah, that's the only real. Say your mum's a sket. See if I get a 2 podcast ban.
See if I'll get a 20 grand fine from Dave.
Can we get fined by Dave?
Well, Joe, big dog's here. Can we get fined? I ain't got my fucking money yet.
Yeah, you got to get paid first.
Today, though, boy.
you're on Twitter, aren't you, Adam?
Yeah, I've only been about a year now. I wasn't on it when I was playing, so.
All right.
I could have had a lot of abuse fired at me. So the way I used to play.
really? Have you ever tweeted anything you regretted?
I said something about Gary Neville and. Who was it? Jamie Carragher on Sky once when I was trying to get work at Sky, which didn't go down too well.
What did you say?
I just thought a Mancunian and a Scouse, it didn't really go well. She can't understand both of them. So it was something like that.
Yeah.
So that didn't go down too well. So that took me about 6 months to get some work at
Sky. I saw something. When you used to play for Celtic, you said you got dropped for a game so they could play like a Chinese player.
That's right.
So they'd get more Chinese,
more Chinese
money
lira.
For the broadcast of the game. Is that true?
Yeah, well, the thing was that I never did an interview when I left Celtic.
Yeah.
I did it 8 years later.
All right.
So I'm hardly going to make something up 8 years later.
Yeah, because then people thought you made it up.
Exactly. If I'd have said it when I left, oh, he's bitter, he's this, he's that. And I just said it. I said I knew my time was up because when I was told I was going to play, I got dropped because they had to play a Chinese man for a Chinese TV.
Yeah, because they were for that game was
for
getting
that
broadcast.
Because it was Roy Keane's first game at Celtic.
Ah.
So they played him.
Did you play under Roy?
Yeah.
Come on then, you've got to have a story. It me with one.
Oh, you played a wrong game?
But he was only there 6 months.
That's enough, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
he's a wrong one, isn't he?
Yeah, but I think he just came up and sort of picked up his dog. I think one of the reasons he got his move because he wanted his testimonial against Celtic. I think that was one of the reasons I've okay. Well, that was info from John Hartson, so he told me that on holiday.
Who's the nuttiest player you've played with?
Nuttiest. Do you remember Trevor Benjamin?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was one. Fucking hell.
And that's coming from a man that's seen Ben Thatcher have a shit in the corridor.
Yeah, but he was like, he come across as a big softy, didn't he?
I know. But he knocked out Collymore, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah, that's right. I did.
He knocked out Collymore on a Leicester reserve game.
What happened?
I think Collymore was just having a go at him and he just turned around and lamped him.
Really? Because Collymore's a unit as well, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a big lad.
Do you have the wonky eyes, Trevor Benjamin? Is that
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Didn't know where he was looking at him before.
For a bus. Yeah.
Sorry,
hell of a dong on him as well.
Don't want to piss off Trevor Benjamin.
No, Marla, I'll bum in it. All right,
Trevor. Don't worry, Peregrine's here, he can take that.
He'd be off. Rapid then, Peregrine.
They don't mess about. Trevor Benjamin then, apart from just punching players, or do anything else?
Just punching players. Always squared up to play. He was a big lad, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think I played against him once or twice. Did he play with Leicester?
Yeah, Peter Taylor.
I think I did, yeah.
You two played against each other, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did we play against each other?
We have.
I fucking hope this. Who did you play with?
Brighton. You scored a goal at the Wiff, Dean, do you remember? You were 4-0 up sort of after about 20 minutes.
Really? Seriously, I'm so bad.
Because we had the same agent back here. Was he?
Andy Evans?
Andy,
I can't remember that game. 4-0 is that in the first 20 minutes? Fuck me.
Yeah, Paul Jewell was manager. And it was 4-2, and then he had a go at you for your second half performance because you conceded two goals. You went up that season.
Mm. Was that Paul Jewell? He's normally one up after about 10 minutes, is he? In the car park outside his office.
Yeah. Oh, that's that, right.
We're not allowed to put that in, are we, John?
A lot of that. Keep that one in this way.
Yeah, just Paul Jewell.
Been at it again, isn't he?
The fucking jeweller.
Roy Keane weren't really there long enough to...
Yeah, so no, Roy Keane really just gets said that.
He lived around the corner from me. We drove in a couple of times together.
But what did you talk about, Roy Keane?
Not a lot. He had a go at me once because we went to a game.
That's a fucking shot. Yeah. He'd praise you, wouldn't
he? He had a go at me because... he didn't have a car when he first came up, so I was driving him in. And it was a home game, and we were both. I was injured, and so I drove him in. But I had my missus in the car as well.
Yeah.
So my missus is not going to drive two cars to the game. I didn't fucking think anything of it, and because he got in the car with her in the car, and afterwards he went, "Don't ever fucking pick me up with your missus again like that." I was just like that.
What
are
you saying?
Yeah. He went, "I don't know." He just went absolutely mental.
Because
I had my missus in the car, and he probably felt uncomfortable. It was a weird one. It was just a weird one.
Were you both playing?
Yeah, we're both in the squad. Yeah,
in the squad. Yeah,
but he didn't have a car, but he didn't want to get a taxi, and I live around the corner from.
If you're giving someone a lift, you can't demand who's in the car.
Oh, was he still playing then?
Yeah.
Sorry, mate. I got you. That's a bit weird, that isn't
it? Isn't it? Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's what kind of a weird.
Or is your missus really annoying? I'm joking. She might be working. Poor old sod's trying to play a game. Her on the go.
I might ring my mate from Roy Keane and go, have to say hello to him. Yeah. Some guy from Wigan.
Yeah.
did I ever tease a story on here about the drugs testing bloke, about the piss pot, about Roy Keane?
No.
Followed him in the dressing room, no?
No, what's it?
So I got this relayed back to me from Damien Delaney. He is manager of Ipswich Football Club. And they lost the game, and I can't remember I think it's a centre half. He, like, when you have a drugs test, the drugs bloke comes in with you, and you can't like come out of his eyesight. So they've lost 4-0. They got drummed or something, and Keno's like fuming. He's gone around all in each individual player, slaughtered them for about a minute and a half. He's just absolutely peppered them. He's come to centre half, and the drug testing bloke's right there. Like, it's only an old bloke holding like a piss pot, basically. And then he's gone round, he's slaughtered him, he's given it to him, he's gone, and you, what do you think you're going to fucking do out of this performance? And before the bloke was saying it, he said, I'll tell you what you're going to do, you're going to be taking piss for a living like this fella, and just pointing at the old bloke waiting for the FA. And the old bloke's just wilted in the corner. Imagine being there. That was classic. But that's what a spiteful bastard he can be.
You want to be collecting piss for
him. Imagine that. I'd have just gone, oh, no. But all the boys were like, the old bloke was like, in the corner. Good one though, that, isn't it?
It's funny, isn't it? Roy Keane, imagine getting Roy Keane on this. I'd be petrified.
Yeah. Well, he signed after he did that MUTV thing, didn't he?
Oh yeah, when he slagged off all the players on MUTV, didn't he? Roy Keane, that
he's
was
a nightmare, isn't he? I just don't understand the concept.
He's got his beard makes him look scary.
I've seen some stuff when he's at Ipswich and he's like, and the phone goes off. You seen that?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
No, what's
like,
this?
He's doing like a press conference, and one of the press blokes' phone goes off. He looks at him, and it's the second time it's gone off, and he goes, not going to turn it off. The bloke goes, nah. Oh, that's good fucking manners, isn't it? Don't turn it, just goes into one. Yeah. Bloke, he's just peppering. It's just a bit weird in the end. It's a bit like, he's just gone.
He's just gone. Got problems, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, serious problems, yeah.
I've never seen anyone walk a dog so angry than when he left the World Cup. Have you seen that? I've never seen such an angry dog walker.
Drive home from the World Cup. Well, he didn't drive home from the World Cup, but just leave.
Should we ring Ian Smith? Let's ring Ian Smith. Let's get old smudger
on. Yeah, I ain't doing it on my phone.
Well, who are we ringing him from? Space? Hope, haven't you ringing some...
Hello?
Hello, Ian.
Smith, are you legend? Where the fuck are you? Where are you?
I'm in a hotel room, mate.
Oh, which hotel?
I'm in the Royal Station Hotel in
Newcastle. Emery's Hotel.
Premier Inn.
What room am I in?
Oh, shut up.
Just come on, send us your questions.
What were you been up to?
Mate, this signal is absolute dog shit. I don't mind telling you. How are you all doing?
All good. Adam Virgo's here.
You've got Adam Virgo. And we miss you massively.
A new sound man, Peregrine.
Hello.
Peregrine?
Yep.
Are you making this up?
No. That's true.
I've seen his
cards. We'll fax you a copy of his credit card.
You're going to fax me a copy of him?
Of his credit card, so we can confirm it, yeah. Anyway, have you got a quiz? Right. You got a quiz for us, haven't you? Or quiz for who you got a quiz for?
Yeah, I got the questions for John. Got some questions for
John.
John Virgo.
Comedian.
No, it's Adam. Adam is Adam Virgo.
John Virgo, he's a snooker player.
John Virgo.
No, mate. I've been sending you this Adam.
He looks like John.
Mate, turn me off speaker. I've prepared...
Don't lie. You're blagging.
4 hours preparing questions on John Virgo.
You've got... What?
He's got a bunch of snooker questions.
What
should I explain?
What was that, Ian?
Mate, the internet's so slow in this hotel. I spent 4 hours on John Virgo's Wikipedia trying to come up with questions for him.
Oh, my God.
Look at you, it's Adam.
No, you're wasting my time.
You're winding us up. Just don't. What have you got, then?
I'm doing them. What? I'm doing these. What's his name? Adam.
Yeah, Adam.
He can just have a go at these ones, then. Number one, what's the best trick shot you've ever done?
Have you done one, Adam?
No. I did it when I was at Colchester. That was my kind of song. They used to sing the Big Break song.
Oh, really? They used to make you sing it?
Game show. Oh, that's it, yeah.
Is your middle name John?
Yes, it is, actually.
Oh, so he's sort of there, isn't he? Yeah. Two-thirds, right?
That's all right, then.
What's your next one, Ian?
True or false, John Parrott can only say the words, who's a pretty boy then?
True.
It is true. Who won the World Snooker Championship in 1991?
Stephen Hendry.
Oh, it was John Parrott. A lot of John Parrott things.
Did you actually think it was John Virgo? I've lost it.
You got any more?
Mate, I only skim read the email. I thought it was something about star signs and stuff. What's the name of that snooker player with those big glasses?
Dennis Taylor,
yeah, it is. And for a bonus point, what's the circumference of his glasses?
Oh, God knows.
Do you know Ian?
No.
So you've got questions, but no answers.
Yeah, well, I had a guess. I put 17 centimetres, and then in brackets I put, I imagine.
Any more questions?
So, can you let me go off, and I'll I'll go on his Wikipedia page. I'll come up with some questions for Adam.
Yeah, that would be helpful, Gian.
I'll answer him on the train on the way home.
Well, you go away for a bit, and then we'll ring you in about, 20 minutes? And then you can do the Adam Virgo question.
All right, cool. We'll do that.
You're
a wrong-in. All right, see you later, Ian.
All right, bye.
Bye. Sorry about that, Adam.
Speechless.
We've got another story. Harry Redknapp. He's had a go at Adele Tarap for being fat. Have you seen this?
Yes.
Yeah, it's quite funny, actually. He said he was talking about... He just lost, Harry Redknapp, the team had lost. He was moaning about his squad. And he said, Adele Tarap, he's not fit to play football, unfortunately. He played in a reserve game the other day and I could have run around more than he did. But apparently QPR can legally dismiss Adele Tarap for being overweight. Do you reckon he's too fat? Have you seen him recently?
He took his shirt off. He said a picture, didn't he?
He didn't look fat, but he didn't look in proper shape, did he?
But you look like David Dunn or someone. Is it David
Dunn? Richard Dunn.
Richard Dunn, sorry.
Yeah. Who's that guy who played for Leicester? Taylor Fletcher? Is it Taylor Fletcher? Yeah. The old grey hair. Yeah. He's massive, isn't he?
There's McNulty at Luton, do you know, in the centre half?
No.
Have you seen him?
No.
He's a binging.
What about the other one? The
one
who plays for Northampton.
Oh, Eddie Ekin-Fenwa.
I've had a fight with him.
No. What? Yeah. You had a fight with Ekin-Fenwa? Yeah.
What did you do him?
No.
To the Peregrine.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So what happened? Was that on the pitch or?
Well, him and I got sent off when he was at Northampton, and there was a lad at Brighton called Adam Alab, and it was a kind of a scuffle. It was a throw-in. You know when the centre forward kind of flicks it on?
Yeah.
He's kind of gone over the top of it. They both fall into the floor and Adam stamped on him. And I've kind of split it up and he thought it was me and the ref thought it was me as well, because then all of a sudden it kind of...
Yeah.
If you see the thing, it absolutely flings me to the floor like a rag doll, honestly. You know, he's talking about wrestling over. I don't know. I haven't seen it. Yeah. And then he sends us both off. And the old whiff dean... you've been playing there, do you? So,
yeah.
It was like these old porter cabins.
I remember.
And they were so small and so compact. Yeah. But luckily, I knew about 7 or 8 of the security guards, and he just went for me, like in the dressing room. Like, he kind of chased after me, and he put his arm around me, and then he grabbed me. And then I grabbed him, and then we just went for each other. You see, Scooby Doo, when they kind of like all the smoke and all these bodies go into like one body.
And then they just split it up.
Yeah.
And he wasn't fancy fighting him.
He's a big old boy.
God, he had me around the throat. Yeah, he grabbed me big time.
God.
But yeah, that was a...
So it all goes off. Yeah.
Looking back on it, wasn't one of the wisest decisions to react.
Yeah, to try and fight Ekin Fenwa. He's got 99%.
And they had to lock him in the room because they were worried about him breaking down the door.
Breaking down the door?
He's got 99 for strength on the floor.
Yes.
No speed.
No. But it's good though. He can hold the ball up for a League 2 player. Yeah. His strength is a joke. Who's the fattest player you've ever played with? It was the only player you played with, you used to get stick for being
Razor,
overweight.
I played with.
Yeah, probably right.
He came in one pre-season, he done one lap and jogged straight in. That's enough for me, Harry. Just walked straight in. He's like, I'm fucking sitting there.
It was John Hartson, he was a big one.
Yeah. John Hartson,
He always used to like your away trips. You'd have your dressing room, your hotel room. And his room every time would have like ketchup, chips, bottle of wine.
Oh, John Hartson?
Yeah, because Keane went after him in his book, didn't he?
That's right.
After we lost at Clyde on that game, he goes, I've come on the bus. He goes, he's got John Hartson with two cans of Coke and sort of 3 packs of squares or whatever. And he kind of sort of welcome to hell, didn't he? He sort of thought, what am I doing?
He struggled with his weight though, didn't he? Some struggled with weight. And Tourette, going back on him, he's always been like that. But he's one of them players that ain't going to run around for you. Harry knows that. He's more of a player, you know, if they're flying their ears are pricked, he's impressive, you know. He's one that I'd pay a ticket to go and watch, personally, because he is just pure talent. But Harry knows, if they're in a dogfight, he ain't going to produce.
It's almost just a diversion tactic. Yeah. You know, just get that
Well,
in the
he
paper.
Can produce, sorry. He could produce, but, you know, he ain't one that's going to run around for you, is he? You know that. He's just out there going to do a bit of a trick on the edge of the box and whip it in stanchions. That's what he does.
Ferguson had a go at Mark Bosnich and said he was like the most unprofessional player. He said he was like, and he'd like eat all the dinner, have like 2 portions of dinner at the hotel, and then like on the coach home, he'd be ringing up a Chinese for a delivery when he got in.
Oh, mate. Yeah,
did David James eat a whole bucket of KFC once? That's like an urban myth. That
really?
He ate a whole bucket of KFC on the coach home.
He's about 7 foot tall, though. He's another monster.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But did you ever get pulled in for like your weight when you played or anything?
Fucking hell, nothing of me.
I do sometimes. But the thing is though, like if you're these body fats, isn't it? Like if you're 12%, it's like Yeah. Like, but then sometimes you have these physios, don't they? They grab as much as they can to try and...
Yeah, they do it with these plies. It's a dodgy way.
It's so unrealistic sometimes. Yeah.
I only started coming in towards the back end of my career.
Yeah, because you're only skinny. You're like, always be skinny though, weren't you?
Yeah, I was always slight. So only, I didn't really... I ate what I wanted.
Yeah?
I really did. I could have what I wanted. I'd always burn it off. I was always active.
But yeah, always have to watch what you eat.
But you could always tell the players that watch their weight, they used to eat that. Do you know what I mean? Because they'd put under pressure. I'm fucking fat. Like, I didn't really affect me.
Danny Granville. Do you know Danny Granville?
Danny Granville.
Left back, Chelsea, Palace.
Oh, did he have struggle?
He used to hate it because they used to get you behind your triceps.
Yeah, he'd grab everything.
And like, the guy who's coming, he's got body fats this morning. Everyone, like, the bigger lads would go, oh my God, oh shit. Like, I went out last night. And Danny Graham used to kind of get on the end of the table and like start doing some dips.
Flinny used to do that. Flinny, my mate Flinny. The lunch, like, say it's on the Monday, fat tests on the Tuesday, he'd be like making himself sick, like an anorexic.
Yeah.
God, like, what are you doing for that? You're going to make no difference, you weirdo. Yeah. He's like, nah, I've got to work out. They're going to sauna in the street.
Yeah, Guy Butters was another one. He used to do that.
Just throw up.
Yeah, just used to not eat like the day before. Like, no, and if you had a body fat on the Friday.
Just, what a donut.
Should we ring up Smithy for if he's done...
fuck Smithy.
If he's done some... he's doing another quiz.
You look off at me.
Do you want to do your quiz then, mate? Does he still get a full fee for this? No. He's getting a full fee for this shit.
Pro rata, son.
We've got a pro rata room. He can't get a full fee for this. This is bullshit, isn't it?
I'm fucking doing my room indoors next week.
Yeah, you're not getting a full fee for this, Ian.
I'm not getting a full fee for this?
No, mate. You've only done about 10 minutes.
Oh. What the fuck, mate? Yeah, but I did 4 hours of questions for John Virgo, mate. It's not my fault. You didn't get John Virgo in.
Right, yeah, we'll give you a full fee, stop moaning. Do your quiz now, mate, come on.
All right, okay. Adam, how many goals, according to Wikipedia, did you score for Yeovil?
5.
Yes!
Good work.
He scored 5, so far so good. This one's a bit of a recycled one from the John Virgo one. What's your best trick shot? Are you really good at, like, what trick are you best at? Like, Cruyff turn, headers, what's your best trick?
Header ain't a trick.
It is, but you got a body like Ian. Trying to get that out of his eyes.
Weirdo.
Keep sliding off my eyebrows. Use your forehead.
Imagine if he went, header on the back stick.
Trick shot.
Wellard.
Yeah.
I didn't really have a trick in the bag, to be honest.
You're quite good at headers, though, aren't you?
Yeah. Head on a stick.
Yeah, so his headers is his trick shot.
I'm going to do 2 keep-ups.
Good. Right, question number 3. You scored a penalty on your debut for Bristol Rovers to win the match 3-2. But what team was it against, and what minute did you score the goal in? It's 2 questions.
It was AFC Wimbledon. 83rd?
Oh, 85th.
Oh, 85th.
Do you in charge? Do you do penalties, though?
Because I used to, yeah. Never missed a mark. Did you ever miss one?
Yeah, I missed 2 in one game. I took one, put it bottom left. Keeper's got an antler, tipped it around the post. Ref's gone, you moved before the... Oh, thank fuck with that. Went opposite corners, tipped it around the other post. And the front of me back then, I still went, I'm still on the next one, boys. Still like, fuck. To the next one, notched it, but like, back in.
What are you doing up in Newcastle the rest of your weekend?
I'm just doing some gigs, mate. Absolutely storming it.
How's full-time Red Devils going? Is that right? That's not affecting full-time Red Devils, is it? Have you heard of full-time Red Devils, Adam?
No
one has. How's it going, Ian?
It wouldn't have heard of full-time Red Devils, mate. It's just full-time Devils, mate.
Oh, sorry.
Still a load of them.
No, too busy getting stopped for my autograph in the street by Manchester United fans.
Ian, are you back with us next week when we record next Friday?
It really depends on whether the producer wants to have me back.
You've got a thumbs up from Joel, so we'll see you next Friday, yeah?
All right. Is that weird sound guy, Pellegrini, going to be in?
Are you coming next week, Pellegrini?
If you request it.
Yeah, can we have Pellegrini next week? Yeah, sorry, Alex, I feel like that. Alex is not a good enough name for the last
time. Popular demand, yeah.
Because I think Ian wants to meet you. We'll try and make that happen, Ian. All right, have a good weekend and we'll see you next week.
All right, cheers, mate.
Cheers, Smithy.
But... See you later. right, last story. This one's just for you, Jimmy. Alan Pardew.
Fuck off.
You're a big fan of Alan Pardew, aren't you, Jim?
Geezer's doing my nutting.
Because you,
well, we talk about him every week.
We're going to talk about Pardew.
Oh, wow, fucking hell.
Because you've been saying he's a dead man walking, he should be out, don't want to talk about him anymore. And he beat Man City with his
he
reserves.
He didn't beat him.
Well, his team did.
Fucking hell.
And he said, he told supporters, I do know what I'm doing.
That's another shit comment. Like, caution. Like, why would. That's just a man that doesn't know what he's doing. But like, if you actually say, I do know what I'm doing,
yeah,
you're questioning, you know what I mean? That's just shot himself straight in, but no, you don't, because yeah, you wouldn't say that.
You shouldn't have to.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to, like, prove yourself.
Yeah, Ronaldo and Messi don't go.
Messi, we're all singing, you don't know what you're doing. Yeah, I do know what I'm doing. I don't agree with you 50,000 up there. Yeah. I do actually know what I'm doing.
If you're doing it, you should have to say it. That's the rule, isn't it? Lionel Messi don't go, yeah, I do know how to play football. Yeah, I do know how to score a goal.
No, look, I'm not slagging him off because I don't know the man at all. I just, like, why do we always have to talk about him? It's just a running joke now, isn't it? Like, every show... We talk about Pards, just to wind me up.
Fucking Pards.
Do one, Pards. Seriously. Can't believe it. I've got nothing else to say about it.
No. Well, I've started to get a bit obsessed by him now. He's got really grey hair. But at the back, you know, you start going grey from the front and going back. He's got, like, all, like, white sort of silver fox hair. But at the back now, he's just got, like, a little vagina-shaped bit of black hair. You look at the back of his head.
Do you know he's meant to be effing himself massive? You know that?
Yeah.
He's meant to be proper chocolate.
Yeah, he loves himself. Yeah.
No, I mean proper.
Chocolate means he would eat himself, innit? Is that
yeah, like, yeah, I'm for you listening. Sorry, yeah. It's just like,
it's just a colloquialism, isn't it?
Just having himself in a huge way.
Right, well, thank you very much, Adam, for coming on. Jimmy,
cheers, Ed.
I'll see you next week. Ian Smith, we'll see you next week, won't he? Thank you very much. See you next week.
Bye-bye, bro.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Would you give your mum, dad, aunt, or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no! Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got 6 comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos, and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this? I know what this one is.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising
people. Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.